Warning. Content in this story may be disturbing. Reader discretion is advised. A digital forensics officer with BC's RCMP returned to the stand on Tuesday, July 12, to talk about connections he made between electronic devices seized from a Dutch residence and computers used by Port Coquitlam student Amanda Todd. Sergeant Keith Hack told Justice Martha Devlin and the jury how he used high-tech software tools to uncover social media accounts, as well as deleted data, on numerous systems as part of his investigation. The Crown witness told the BC Supreme Court in New Westminster he recovered online activities related to the accounts named Mars Attack, Tomas Coco Pops, What's This Man 11, Todd Titt and others, plus the email addresses of Amandat0DD, Kelsey Rain and others via the apps Skype, Facebook and Messenger used on virtual machines. In a recovered message on Skype between Cuttylover, Todd's Skype and Blog TV account name, and a user named Redrench, their chat dates back to December 4, 2009, when Todd was 13. She wrote on the chat, "And now he found my Skype and look," to which Redrench responded, "Last chance or I start sending the videos to everyone in your Facebook, school and newspaper in Ur City. Try me if you wanna." Hack testified he found metadata on a Dutch device associated with the Todd Titt account that was created about a year later, on November 18, 2010. The next day, Todd Titt requested a Skype connection with Todd, the court heard. Todd Titt wrote, "There is this video of you flashing tits on Blog TV." The user asked if Todd's family and friends had seen it, to which Todd replied, "Send me that video, sad face. You look cute," Todd Titt wrote. "What do you want me to do?" she asked. "You know what?" Todd Titt responded with a tongue-out emoji. Later in the chat, Todd Titt wrote, "Once a week we just do fun stuff on cam is all." When Todd resisted, the chat reads, Todd Titt taunted her that private information about her would be sent to her dad, school and friends. "I don't care," she wrote. "Don't forget you gave me permission to send now," Todd Titt wrote. "No, I didn't," Todd shot back. Ignoring ain't gonna solve this, Todd Titt wrote later in the Skype chat. Hack also gave evidence about a deleted Facebook account named Alice McAllister that he retrieved on a Dutch device, as well as digital data from social media accounts named Cody Maxson, Door 1 or Door 2, Miranda Todd, Tyler Boo and Mark Cameron, among others. In her opening address, lead prosecutor Louise Kenworthy said the Crown will prove Aidan Coben was behind 22 fake accounts and a persistent campaign of online sextortion against Todd. Coben, of the Netherlands, is charged with extortion, importing and distributing child pornography, possession of child pornography, communicating with the intent to lure a child, criminal harassment. None of the allegations is proven in court. The 7-week trial continues.